When you come into the spirit, a dimension is a realm where possibilities are kept. It's a realm where graces are kept. It's a realm where realities are kept. Every dimension is governed by a law. If you violate that law, the dimension will vomit you. Ask those who command possibilities. They know the laws they are obeying to stay there. There are laws that bring you there. But when you come there, there are laws that keep you there. I'm going to teach you the laws that helps us to access higher dimensions. But before I begin to show you those laws, I need to let you know that if you come into a dimension, the first thing that will greet you will be the law that governs that dimension. If you violate that law, that dimension will vomit you. You'll go back to where you were. Because what keeps dimensions in operation are laws. It's not mercy. It's not favor. Please hear this. We have abused mercy. We have abused favor. That's why we cannot retain any reality. What keeps you in a dimension are the laws that govern those dimensions. You can call it consecrations. But whether you change the nomenclature or not, they are laws because they will never bend. Ask any man who commands wealth. There are laws he obeys. Ask any man who lives holy. There are laws he obeys. Ask any man who commands any form of reality, be it healing, be it deliverance, be it the prophetic. There are laws they obey. Those are called the consecrations of realms. If you come into any realm, the proof that you have moved into a realm is the laws that will change in your life. If God brings you into a realm, you may not even discern it prophetically. But I tell you, every time you will discern it by new laws and new regulations. The proof that you have shifted ground is not even the prophetic word you receive. It's the new laws you are introduced to. If you enter a territory, the first thing that greets you are the laws of the land. They are gatekeepers that will insist that you are in alignment with the law of that realm even before you approached it. For those of you who travel, before you enter a nation, you will meet the immigration officers. The laws that permit you to enter, they would have vetted it before they grant you access. And while you are in, you will be in because you are in alignment with the laws of that land. That's how dimensions operate. There are many believers who just want to know what to do to shift, and they negate what to do to remain. You will appear like a shooting star and you will vanish overnight. Because what will keep you there are the laws and the consecrations that govern those dimensions. And the laws that govern a dimension, they flow from three things. They flow from the wisdom of God, they flow from the will of God, and they flow from the authority of God. If you violate those laws, you have compromised the wisdom of God. You have compromised the will of God, and you have compromised the authority of God. Because you have violated these three, even the mercy of God can't keep you there. When Adam was kept in Eden, he was in Eden by a law. Of all the trees that are in the garden, you may freely eat. Enjoy the possibilities in this dimension. Exercise authority so long as you are in this dimension. But what will keep you here is your obedience to these laws. If you touch it, you are gone. And the moment Adam touched it, even though God loved him, even though God had mercy on him, he could not remain in Eden. Eden had to reject him. Because what will keep you in a dimension are the laws that govern those dimensions. And so when you find a wise believer, if he enters a transition and he notices that possibilities around his life are changing, be it spiritually, soulishly, bodily, or materially, the first thing he wants to do after thanking God is to find out the consecrations that have changed. There was a time in my life I started traveling for meetings, and when I'm ministering, I just see something like a vision or a knowing just comes to my heart. And I will know somebody is sitting there who has a growth on the chest. The growth is gone. What is happening? I started noticing it. I didn't know when exactly it came. But I knew it began to happen shortly after I got married. I can literally tell most of the things happening. And at the same time, while I was entering this realization, I now noticed God became so rigid about my thought. If I look at a man and I think anything contrary to good, it will look as if I'm being judged. I suddenly lost the right to exercise my opinion about people. If I look at you, if you look funny, I'm not permitted to laugh. I'm not permitted to speak sarcastically. I'm not permitted to undermine you. And I didn't know. Before now, I could be jovial and look at somebody and just start laughing. Why did he dress like this? But suddenly, a new set of laws came. I discovered God became so stringent about my thought pattern. I didn't know that the way I thought was what permitted me to operate there. Remember, he said, let no one in Zion say. That means for you to dwell in Zion, your speech will have to keep you there. You can ascend to Zion by clean hands. You can ascend to Zion by a pure heart. You can ascend to Zion by humbleness or brokenness. But to dwell in Zion, your speech will keep you there. If you say what is contrary to the will of God, you will descend. Laws govern realms. And everyone operating in the dimension, there are laws keeping them there. The reason people cannot retain dimensions is because they undermine the consecrations and the laws that those dimensions impose on them. And when you do that, the wisdom that keeps you there, the will of God that you are fulfilling there, and the authority of God that keeps you there is what you have undermined. And because you have undermined it, you lose the right to operate there. And so that realm will leave you. And so a man who is wise in spiritual things, when he notices that the possibilities around him changes, the graces around him changes, the realities he encounters changes, the first thing he wants to do is to glorify God. And the second thing he wants to do are the new consecrations, requirement that he's beginning to perceive. And when he begins to perceive those consecrations, what he will do is that he will turn them to his culture. That's what we call the culture of a spiritual man. The culture of a spiritual man derives from the consecrations that keeps that spiritual man in the dominion that he operates in. But many times, when you find people who can command nothing, it's because their lives are lawless. And so after many years of working with God, you can't trace anything to them because they didn't retain any dimension. If you want to find the man who genuinely retained dimensions of the spirit, one of the ways you do it is that you will trace it to cultures in his life. I heard the story of Babalola. Every 3 hours in his house, they ring the bell for prayer. That is the Lord that kept him there. If you like, receive his impartation. If you like, receive his mantle. If you don't obey this law, you can't keep that dimension. The dimension will leave you. 6 a.m., prayer goes on. 9 a.m., prayer goes on. 12, prayer goes on. 3, prayer goes on. 6 p.m., round the clock. That is a law. You may pray because you love praying. You may pray because you are in a challenge. You may pray because you want to worship God. But that kind of prayer is not because he loves prayer. That kind of prayer is not because he wants to commune with God only. That kind of prayer is not because there's a challenge. Whether there's a challenge or there's no challenge. Whether he wants to commune or he doesn't want to commune. Whether he wants to seek God or he doesn't want to seek God. That cycle of time gates have become a law to him. And so long as he keeps it, nothing can take him from there. Every dimension you are operating in, there is a law that regulates that dimension. And if your own law is not much, it means your dimension is low. Because the higher you go, the more the laws increase with dimensions. And the laws become more rigid with dimensions.